Survey went out. What is the number one fitness item on your to-do list? Joyce answered, yoga. Welcome to How to Be Fit Over 40 Midlife Conversations with Hikini. Today, we're stepping on the yoga mat with Joyce as she starts her new yoga journey. Whether you are a seasoned yogi or just starting out, join us as we explore yoga for those navigating midlife. We'll also dive into setting SMART goals for fitness success. Remember, subscribe for more empowering conversations and actionable fitness tips. So, grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. Welcome back. Welcome back. So, we have Joyce here. So, I actually know Joyce not very well, but I know her just a little bit. And she is someone that is over 40 and is really now considered part of the active aging class. If you want to, they have all these different new terms that people are putting themselves in. Overall, she is fit. And her number one fitness item is yoga. So she will not be interviewing later. However, I can, you know, check in on her just to see how things are going. And if this SMART goal that we are going to go over is something that's doable for her. So if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. This is where we take someone's number one fitness item. It can be a class, it can be a service, a product, anything you want to share that's on your number one, it's your number one thing on your list. And we go over everything. You don't have to provide your real name, and we create a SMART goal. And this is a sample SMART goal. So it's something, if you like it, you can use it, or someone may be in a similar situation that may want to use this SMART goal. All right, let's get to it. SMART stands for specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time bound. So for specific. So not knowing a lot of detail, however, we know Joyce wants to enroll in a yoga class. So she can enroll in a yoga class at her local, at a local yoga studio or where she is currently now within the next few weeks and picking a class time that fits her particular schedule, okay? And measurable, she wants to commit to attend at least two classes per week for the next 3 months, making sure she gets a total of maybe 24 classes by the end of that time, and making sure that she tracks her attendance. So if she has a calendar, maybe the gym has a calendar she can write on the days that she actually attends the classes, or put it in her phone, but tracking just to keep track of the number of classes that she attends. And then actionable, that could be one too. We're gonna do achievable. So she'll make sure she has everything that she needs from a yoga mat, which I know she already has one. See, I know a little bit about her. Making sure she has comfortable clothing. She does have that. And just making sure she's overall ready for the class. So making sure that she has those items ready to actually move forward with the class. And just making sure if there's any type of limitations or modifications that may be needed for her. And for anyone that's just starting, you may have some different, you know, limitations or challenges that you're working through. So you may want to discuss that with the instructor beforehand. That way the instructor knows that maybe they should modify just a little bit for your first few visits, or just give an alternative. That way you can be an active participant in the class, if that makes sense. All right. And then time bound. Committing to the next 3 months, just starting from that very first yoga class and just making sure her schedule it's clear, something that's clear, something that she can actually do. And then it actually is a great deadline as well. So whether it's 1 month, 3 months, Hey, she may want to set this as a 6-month goal. We don't know. But whatever it may be, just making sure you put a time on it. That way you can aim for that particular time and just stay committed to the actual yoga practice. All right. So there you have it. A great SMART goal. We can wrap it up in a pretty bow, but guess what? There's one thing that's missing. Can you guess? Can you take a guess? Accountability. Great guess. You need accountability. Like I always say, accountability, make it count. Find someone to hold you accountable. So she needs an accountability partner. Finding someone, let's rephrase that. She doesn't need, but it would be very beneficial as she is working through this commitment of 3 months or so to have an accountability partner. Who is your accountability for your goals? If you do not have one, then now's the time to find, you know, search out maybe that person that stands next to you in your class. Or if you need me to hold you accountable, you can let me know. Send me a text message, 864-406-9109. Send me a text message. Let me know. If you don't want to give your real name, you can say K or M, please hold me accountable at this particular time, and I can shoot you an email back or send you an email right back. So there you have it. Make sure you actually subscribe to this podcast and making sure you get all the updates, and be sure to tune in to next week's podcast here, How to Be Fit Over 40. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.